My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip, use a positive mindset to make yourself better at whatever you're trying to achieve. We've been talking this week about how your mindset affects just about everything you experience, from how good a glass of wine tastes to whether you enjoy a violin concert. When you expect to be happier and more grateful for an experience, you are. It also turns out that your mindset can affect your performance at work or in any activity you try to do. Some of the most influential work on this topic has been done by Carol Dweck, a chaired professor of psychology at Stanford and the author of the book, Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. Much of her research has centered on children, and she has revolutionized how people think about teaching and learning. She found that students' mindsets play a key role in how well they do in school. She describes two different mindsets, one she calls a fixed mindset and the other a growth mindset. If you have a fixed mindset, you think that intelligence and ability are pretty much set in stone, and either you're smart or you aren't. You're good at a subject or you're not. Dweck discourages that idea and says that real success comes when children have a growth mindset. They believe that they can get better and take on challenges, and that setbacks are just part of learning. When they do get stuck or do badly, they know they need new strategies and maybe some different input. Her work has been groundbreaking and has changed how teachers and parents encourage children. Instead of saying something like, hey, you're really smart in math, which suggests a fixed mindset, it's better to say, you worked really hard on that and came up with some great ideas for solving the problems. In other words, remind children that what matters is how they approach the problem, how hard they work, and how willing they are to try new strategies. Carol Dweck's mindset theory can be used well beyond education and as a model for everyday life. Dweck wrote one paper called Can Personality Be Changed? And her short answer is, yes. It goes back to the same idea of a fixed or a growth mindset. If you believe that you are who you are and nothing you can do will, for example, make you happier or more grateful, then that's probably going to be the case. But people who have a growth mindset know that they can change how they feel and how they face the world. Dweck says that understanding that change is possible can give you happier relationships too. You understand that you can try to resolve conflicts and work things through. A growth mindset allows you to make yourself and your partner happier. The research by Dweck and so many others who have followed her is pretty convincing in showing that our personalities are malleable. If we're open to learning and seeing the world differently, we can constantly grow and change. So it's baffling why so many big companies continue to use personality tests for screening potential employees. Almost all the research shows that the tests aren't terribly reliable and have very little long-term predictability. And yet companies continue to use them, and people continue to believe what they're told about themselves. For example, the Myers-Briggs indicator divides people into 16 different personality types. You're judged on things like extroversion versus introversion, sensing versus intuition, thinking versus feeling, and judging versus perceiving. If it sounds like gibberish to you, I don't disagree. And yet, if you join up with many groups of young executives, they've all taken the Myers-Briggs test, and they'll tell you that their personality has been determined. They are, for example, extroverted, thinking, judging, ESTJ, or whatever combination the test spews forth. The truth is that all of us are a mixture of many shades of all these things, and trying to limit who we are or define our personalities is counterproductive. As Carol Dweck discovered, being malleable and open and believing that you can grow and change is the best approach to life. As she once put it, the view you adopt for yourself profoundly affects the way you lead your life. So today, start developing a growth mindset as your view of yourself. Know that you can change your mindset and make yourself happier and more grateful. Start seeing challenges as opportunities to grow and figure out what brings you real satisfaction. You don't have to believe what the world or a personality test says about you. You get to decide your mindset and how happy you'll be. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with more ideas on how to add gratitude to your life and make every day a little brighter. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.